the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the Independence Day version of the Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And hopefully this is a weekend when you're going to be grilling something, because probably the most popular weekend of the year in America for grilling. And Grilling Guys going to give you a little bit of tips and techniques here as we get going. Just got off the baby back ribs. Going to hit into the country ribs now, Bob. What's the difference?
Yeah, country ribs are, I was deceived almost my entire adult life. I thought they were really ribs because that's all my mother ever made.
Right.
We never had ribs. We was po' folk. But country ribs are just, they look like a strip of meat, like a rib kind of, except there's a ton of meat on them.
Right.
And it's a sliced up pork shoulder, basically, is what it is.
With a bone in. So
yeah,
there's
they
a little
saw
piece of bone.
They saw them up. Yep. Yeah. And if you do them right, they're fantastic.
Uh-huh.
But you you basically want to grill them kind of nice, you know, just grill them up nice, season them, grill them nice, and then throw them in a cake pan or something and cover it and put your barbecue sauce in there and then finish it off until they're like falling apart, because it's pork shoulder.
Right.
It's tough meat. But if you grill them up nice, get some smoke on them, and then throw some sauce in a covered pan, put them in the oven. Don't even bother throwing them back on the grill. Just put them in the oven at 350, 3 1/4, and let them go about 3 hours. They'll be fantastic. And nobody will complain, because that meat gets tender and beautiful, and there's lots of barbecue sauce, and there's lots of meat at $2 a pound.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Real meat, $2 a pound. Ribs, 70% bone at $4 a pound.
Right.
Not a deal.
Not at all.
No. Because it works out to like around $10 or $12 a pound for your meat, what little bit of meat you get.
So we're not worried about just bringing, like in a pork shoulder, we're bringing that up to 195 degrees.
Yeah, you're going to do that. You're going to do that with these too.
Okay.
Except you'll do it to tenderness.
Right. Okay. And they're covered, so you can stick your thermometer through and hit a piece of meat if you want,
know,
or pull the foil back, whatever you want to do. But
yeah, you can.
I'm not so concerned, I guess, about hitting that number with
these. You're going to take your fork and touch it and go, do I want that on my plate?
Right. Okay. Very cool. Well, a lot of times we get asked about side dishes, and I know this rubs you the wrong way because for some reason...
No, I just have fun busting your chops.
You have an affliction to cooking with tinfoil, but one of the easiest things you can do for this holiday weekend when you got a bunch of people around and you're doing stuff on the grill is there's got to be something other than just meat. I could live like that, but a lot of your guests are going to want something else. So... looking at just taking some
tofu,
some bell peppers, some sweet onion, Vidalia, as Bob calls them, and maybe some like little Yukon Gold potatoes.
Nice.
And cut the potatoes in half just once, and then the peppers, put them in there in maybe like eighth of a pepper. You just cut it in half and cut those all in half a couple more times. And then slice up your Vidalia onion in thick, maybe 1/4 to 1/2 inch slices off that onion. Obviously peel the outside off all of that. Put it in a little foil wrapper, and I buy these Lowry's. You can use any marinade you want, but they're like $1.99 at any store, and they've got a Hawaiian one, which has got some pineapple in it and other citrus juices, and I pour that whole thing in a little foil packet, tighten it up, and that can sit in your cooler overnight if you want it to set it ahead. But when you're ready to cook it...
It doesn't take up a lot of space either, so it's it folds and bends
around.
Right,
and you could throw some minced garlic in there if you wanted to for seasoning, salt and pepper, whatever. But when you take it out, you just put the whole thing right from the cooler on the grill, and then you move it around a couple times so it doesn't burn on the bottom. Be careful to flip it because there's a lot of juice in there, and if you don't have that foil real tight, you'll lose that all. So just I would just spin it around a couple times, shake it a little bit to loosen up the grills or the vegetables so they don't burn on the foil. But at the end of the day, you're steaming those vegetables inside of there. Super easy. You don't have to do anything with it. And when you're ready to eat, you pull it off the grill, open it up, the steam comes out, and you've got fresh vegetables that were marinated overnight.
Yep.
And you didn't have to hustle around and peel all this stuff while you're cooking.
And you could also, if you don't like using foil, you could use a Dutch oven.
Well, sure you could. Because you can cook almost anything in a Dutch oven. And I think it's been I think it's been 3 weeks since you mentioned Dutch oven. So, holy cow, we were on a hiatus there. But,
seriously, if you're at a nasty campground or something like that and you got your camping gear with you, If you don't necessarily like the thought of throwing foil in the coals or whatever you have to do, you can just throw it on a skillet, cover it up, and do that same thing on a skillet. And it might be a little more forgiving and easier to shake around a little bit because you got a handle on it. The skillet never springs a leak. One of the things you got to be careful about with those foil packets, I always end up puncturing the dang
double them up. Double them up. That's a good dress. Now, I'm going to do a little dessert now in the foil.
Dutch oven? Oh,
foil. No, well, you could do it in the Dutch oven because it's the same concept, right? But I'm going to take 4 peaches. They're just starting to come into season right now. Quarter those up, take the pit out. Some 2 or 3 tablespoons of brown sugar, sprinkle them on top of there, and a couple pats of butter I want in there, right? Spread some cinnamon on there, put it in a foil packet, cover that up for about 10 to 12 minutes on the grill, and that just enough to melt the butter, combine the sugar and that cinnamon on there on peaches, just going to be fabulous. Easy little dessert. Double that recipe, triple it for the number of people that you have, but you got cinnamon, butter, brown sugar, and peaches. Cannot go wrong. Super easy but really delicious dessert on your grill. Wad up the foil. The mess is gone after you're done, and you're back to fishing or getting in your boat.
Oh, I see why you like the foil now.
Yeah.
You don't have to do any dishes.
There you go. I don't wash my Dutch oven. Wait, I don't use my Dutch oven.
You don't have one. yeah, that sounds pretty good. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Dutch Oven Talk Network.
Right.
We are broadcasting from Michigan, wherever you're receiving this show, through your local station. Make sure you support those patrons that sponsor this show in those markets because of all those great sponsors, we get to be on the air in your market, so we appreciate that. You can check us out on Facebook/ The Grilling Guys, and make sure you hit up our website. If you have any questions, it's actually a blog. It's a WordPress site. And you can post comments, and we'll answer them, sometimes not so timely. But you can hit a link there where it's contact Jop. If you want to ask Jop about his tinfoil magic, you can just go on there.
Or you can email Bob, and you might find something about a Dutch oven almost everywhere you would comment with him. But that's because it's the universal barbecue tool.
I think I really became more enamored after I went to the Lodge Factory. That sealed the deal for me.
Yeah, I know. It's like the Holy Grail.
It
you
is.
Were there.
It
yeah.
is. It's huge.
Right. Oh, man.
Don't touch it.
I got one more for us.
Okay.
Let's talk about kebabs real quick. They're easy, but there again, it's the make ahead, right? Whether you do little pieces of chicken with onion, red onion, sweet onion, bell peppers. You want to put hot peppers on them. I'm not so fond of the tomatoes because they tend to burst when I'm cooking them, and then you got this juicy mess all over, and you're not eating a tomato. But the point is, couple things on kebabs. You want to take and you want to soak the little bamboo skewers so they don't burn. Just soak them in water for an hour or two before you put the food on them. Secondly, you want to cube the meat the same size throughout the kebab, because if you got a big old chunk on one end and the little one's on the other, by the time you get the big one done, the little one's overdone.
If you go to our website, you can look up a recipe called Charlie Jabor's shish kebab. He's my late father-in-law, who's 100% Lebanese. I learned to make shish kebabs from him, and I have passed that gift on to Joppy.
Oh, they're amazing.
It's
they're a great recipe. And it's a marinade recipe is what it is. And it's for beef.
And lamb,
right. So it's just fabulous. But that again, there's something else you can do a couple days ahead of time.
No, well, I was just going to say, you want to be careful with this marinade. About 4 to 6 hours is all you want to do with it.
Right.
I've done them overnight, and the meat just absorbs way too much of the vinegar. So
yeah, but where I'm going is after you get a marinade, do them a day or two ahead of time, put them in a plastic container, like a Tupperware or whatever. And as long as you keep those cold, they'll keep there 2 or 3 days on the stick. When you're ready to cook, when the people are around, you pull them out, put them on the grill, make sure you get them done.
Okay.
But make sure you get them done. And
if you don't have the room in your cooler to do them on a stick, you're probably not going to have room for a vegetable pan either. But they make some really cool little baskets and pans for your grill that have holes in them. I've done shish kebabs a few times lately where, because I'm tired of skewering stuff,
right,
I'll just put the cubed up lamb or venison, whatever it is, and the peppers and onions in that grilling basket, and then I'll throw the tomatoes in the last couple minutes.
Oh,
so
yeah,
they don't overcook.
Good idea. Good idea. We're going to bring this train to the station. Got one more little segment. Might hit some more barbecue toppers and a little bit about our GI barbecue effort. Stick with us. We'll be back.